Ne znam.
Možda je neko od vas bio kršćanin. Koliko kršćana je ovdje ima?
Okay. When I was brought up as a Catholic,
ja sam bio odgojen kao katolik.
I used to say this little prayer before I went to sleep.
I prije nego što sam išao spavati, mama me naučila ovu malu molitvicu.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Sada idem spavati.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Da sačuva moju dušu.
If I should die before I wake,
prije što se probudim, molim Gospodina da uzme dušu moju.
How many know that prayer?
Koliko od vas zna tu molitvu?
So I'm going to start my presentation now,
considering my
present condition.
U skladu sa mojim
sadašnjim stanjem. Now I start my presentation.
Sada počinjem svoje izlaganje.
I pray the Lord
molim
my soul to keep.
Da sačuva dušu moju.
If I should die before I finish,
što završim,
I pray the Lord my
molim
soul
Gospodina
to take.
Da uzme moju dušu.
So let's start from the beginning of Chitananda.
Počnimo od početka.
That's not anywhere. There's a slide before this, but it's all right.
You made a slide prije ovog.
The red one. Oh, where's the red? Okay, go. This is the invocation mantra. Can you see this? Can everybody see it? Okay. Let's chant. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. I remember in Los Angeles when Srila Prabhupada first introduced 1970. I believe it was printed.
70, čini mi se da je to bilo štampano.
1970.
I Prabhupad bi mantrao ove stihove do 9. 10. stiha. Mi smo, Prabhupad je to recitirao i svi mi smo ponavljali. Jako je lijepo čuti Prabhupada sa svim baktama, ali njegov glas prirodno je jači kako on recitira te mantre. Prijevod.
The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. That's important. He's perfect and complete. Purnam means complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, phenomenal means visible, that you can see,
pojavni
hear, touch, taste, smell.
Možete ga osjetiti, dodirnuti, pomirisati. To znači pojavan.
Phenomenal world are perfectly equipped as complete wholes.
Upotpunjeni
so,
potpuno.
Ishopanishad, the oldest of the Upanishads, the summary of all Upanishada.
On je sažetak svih
Veda. Vedas means perfect knowledge.
Veda znači savršeno znanje.
It is expressing this point that everything is there within the universe and even within ourselves to become perfect.
Sve je dato da možemo postati savršeni. Samo trebamo to otkriti. Tu je. Pogledaj ovo kraljevstvo Boga. Ono je unutar vas iz Biblije. Da idemo dalje.
Whatever is produced of the complete whole
is
also complete in itself.
I samo je potpuno.
Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Any mathematicians here? Anybody study mathematics? All the women, you're all mathematicians. Oh, okay, good. One at least.
Barem jedan matematičar.
All right, how many of you took arithmetic in school?
Koliko vas učilo aritmetiku u školi?
Okay, you all did.
Svi ste to radili.
What is 1 minus 1 equal to?
Zašto je 1 minus 1 jednako 2?
Zero.
Ne,
right?
Ne, to je jednako 0.
But that's material mathematics.
To je materijalna
spiritual mathematics is 1
matematika.
Minus
1 minus
1
jednako 1.
How is that so?
Zašto je to tako?
Because
zato
Krishna,
Krishna
is achintya or inconceivable.
On ne shvatljiv.
Even though so many complete units
emanate from him,
still he's not diminished in any way.
On nije umanjen ni na koji način.
Although he creates the material cosmos,
svijet,
Although he expands himself within the cosmos in various forms, multifarious oblicima, forms,
raznobraznim oblicima,
still,
još uvijek,
perfect,
on je savršeni, potpuni, transcendentalni, centralna cijelina, jedno, odvojen je i
transcendentalno.
I čak i kao
Krišna,
kad majka Jašoda je pogledala
u
njegove usta, ona je vidjela sve unutar njegovih usta. I nije da je on bio dobar
or, you know, computer graphics.
A nije da je to bila kompjuterska grafika ili dobra fotografija, to je zaista bilo je sve prisutno unutar Krišnog tijela.
Iako vidimo
izvan Krišne, mi vidimo sve. Evo, daću vam primjer. Malo ga je teško razumjeti, no pogledajmo sada.
This is known as a matrix.
Ovo je poznato kao matrica.
Well, let's take it a little bit step further.
E sad ćemo to sve to dovesti jedan korak dalje.
Okay. Now, this point here.
Ova točka ovdje.
Yeah. It's close to this point.
Je blizu ovoj.
This point.
I blizu je ovoj.
This point.
I ovoj.
And this point.
A i ovoj.
It's one dimensional.
To je jedna dimenzija. Možete vidjeti ravno.
Now, if you expand it to two dimensions,
e sad ako to ekspandirate na dvije
then
dimenzije,
you'll get
onda ćete dobiti nešto ovdje što izvire i nešto na drugoj strani.
Instead of close to four points,
umjesto da je bliska četiri točka,
ona
je bliska šest točki. Ako nastavite ekspandirati dimenzije, onda do čega ćete doći je da
every point
svaka točka
is right next to every other
pored
point
svake
on
druge
the matrix.
Matrice.
Now we can't see that because we
sada
can't
ne
conceive
vidjeti,
of anything
zato ne
more than two-dimensional.
Ništa više od dve dimenzije.
Four dimensions. Who can
od tri
even think of it? Where does
dimenzije?
It go in your brain?
Ko može na to misliti? Gdje nemate toga u umu, nemate iskustvo.
By theoretical
mathematics,
you can prove that.
Možete to dokazati.
So Krishna is very high dimensional.
Krishna
his world is very high
dimensional. Njegov svijet je više dimenzionalan.
He is simultaneously
istovremeno
within everything and at the same time outside of everything.
Izvan svega.
And he remains the complete balance.
I on ostaje potpuna
cjelina. This gives us an opportunity. We can worship him as the transcendental supreme personality by looking within the creation.
Promatrajući ovu kreaciju.
We're thinking of the transcendent Lord, but we can see him manifest in his creation.
All
right. So mantra 1 through 3, as we told you yesterday, deals
mantra
with the proprietorship and occupation within society. And this is a big issue because what causes more wars in this world than any other single factor
is
some leader or some group of people trying to extend their boundaries to encroach upon the property of someone else.
Zgrabili vlasništvo nekog drugog.
So, who is actually the proprietor?
Ko je zapravo vlasnik? To je pitanje.
So, how to live in the world happily?
Kako živjeti u ovom svijetu
sretno? And the importance of spiritual life.
Značaj duhovnog života.
We have to go beyond the bodily
conception
because
iznad tjelesnog nivoa.
Krishna is the proprietor.
Krishna je vlasnik svega.
And we have no, you know, it's not like Krishna's some big industrialist in Russia or America,
u Americi
ili
Rusiji i sve posjeduje.
And he's paying everybody and, you know, we're all like, you know, farmers who are paying the king a tax. It's not like that. Krishna's transcendental.
Krishna je transcendentalan.
And yet still, he's the origin of everything, therefore he's
svega,
the proprietor.
Zbog toga je vlasnik.
So in mantra 1,
u prvoj mantri,
whatever is produced of the complete whole. Actually, I think we must have missed a slide here. No, didn't make it. You're in mantra 3 now. Is it possible you go to mantra 1? No, not three. I want one. Invocation. Isa vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagacham jagat tena tyaktena bunjita magrada kashasvidhanam. Krishna is Isa avasya. Avasya means controller, or it means centered, actually. And Isha means Krishna. Ishwara, Parama Krishna. Ishwara, or known as Isha. Ishwara, Parama Krishna. So, Isa avasya means God-centered, or God-controlled.
Ono što je pod kontrolom Boga, ono što je
grupirano
oko Boga. Sve što se nalazi
Jagat means the universe. Jagat, everything is controlled. Idam sarvam, all things, sarvam idam, is controlled and owned by the Lord.
Tena, tyaktena,
one should give up those things that are not his property, except only those things that are set aside as his quota. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the world is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, knowing well
to
whom they belong. One should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. This is, we used to distribute this leaflet in America. We would go to what were called be-ins.
Išli smo u ono što se zove
big festivals.
Išli smo na velike festivale hipija.
And this was just around the time of the Vietnam War. So the Vietnamskog rata.
Uobičajena stvar je bila
stop the war in Vietnam, because a lot of young university kids were drafted into the army. Many of them were not soldiers by any stretch of imagination. There was no discrimination. If you were young at a certain age, you had to go to the army, whether you were suited for it or not. And it was one of those political kind of wars where the generals don't fight it, the politicians do, and they get
politicians and hundreds of thousands of people murdered because politicians,
they're the ones who should actually go to war and be shot dead. Then we'd probably all be a lot happier off.
But hope there's no politicians here today. Sretni. Nadam se da ovdje nema danas političara.
So this was a pamphlet that we used to distribute called the Peace Formula.
Zove se Formula mira smo ga nazvali.
Everything is God's property.
Sve je Božje vlasništvo.
And Prabhupada talks about this in the purport.
A Prabhupada o tome govori u komentaru.
Now, we have to, first of all, have faith.
Prije svega moramo imati vjeru.
Faith is a very important element in our lives. And notice I didn't say in spiritual life. Everyone has faith.
Svako ima vjeru.
No one really has absolute proof of anything. Individually I may know within the core of my heart what I feel is the truth.
Da ono što osjećam je istina, ali ne mogu to dokazati bilo kome drugome. Zašto?
Moje osjećaje,
moje iskustvo u životu, moja shvaćanja, realizacije, spoznaje, mogu ih pokušati opisati vama, ali nikad nećete znati dok sami ne iskušate na isti način.
People have faith in science.
Imaju vjeru u nauku.
Now, one of the bases of science is atoms and molecules.
Jesu atomi i molekuli.
And in our atomic age,
a u ovom atomskom dobu u kome živimo,
one of the most dynamic developments is nuclear fusion, which comes from
fuzija koja dolazi
exploding or going deep into the atom.
Ili prodiranja u atom.
In order to study the atom
and to
explode the atom or separate the atom, they have what are called particle accelerators.
Imate ono što se zove ubrzivač čestica.
And without getting into what a particle accelerator is, I can tell you they cost billions of dollars to build. And very few scientists actually get an opportunity to use those particle accelerators. So what we're doing is on faith. We're accepting the version of these so-called Brahmins of society. People accept blindly whatever the scientists say. And one reason is, in part, that they give us their discoveries, etc.,
svoje otkriće,
combined with industry,
kombinirano sa industrijom,
they give us all these neat little gadgets like wireless microphones and video projectors and computers.
Mikrofona, video,
they
computer.
We're like little children, and as long as we get our toys,
igračke,
any of you have children?
Da li ovdje, od vas ima djecu?
Now, have you found it necessary
da li
with your
da je
little children
da sa malom, da maloj
that you
djeci,
have to buy them toys?
Da maloj djeci morate kupovati igračke?
You have to.
Morate.
They'll cause great havoc in your life.
Stvari će veliki
kaos
u životu ako
ne
možete moći ni sad
vremena spavati.
Morate im kupovati igračke.
So, big children also
velika
need their toys
zahtijevaju igračke
to keep them occupied.
Da bi ona bila ona,
and
uvijek zauzeta.
Scientists, they have their toys.
Da, znanstvenici imaju svoje igračke.
They get the money for them from us. They squeeze our blood.
Od nas oni dobiju novac za to cijeli
I have visited big scientists along with
znanstvenike.
Swarup Damodar Maharaj and Rasaraj and others. When we were inviting them
kad
to our World Congress for
na
the Synthesis of Science and Religion
in
1986. And I saw on
two religije,
different occasions where we met
a big scientist
and we were inviting him to come and we were telling him, well, so-and-so in
Paris,
he has agreed to come, so why don't you come?
Zašto I vi ne
dođete? And the man's reaction was, that man, he's not doing very important work.
On
I did that 10 years
posao.
Ago. He's
to radio prije 10 godina.
Went on
samo
a whole tirade. It was obvious. He
tirada.
He went from white English to green.
Od bijelog Engleza je postao
zelen. Green with envy.
Zeleno zavisti.
So they get their money from grants.
Oni
dobijaju from industry and from governments, and there's only a certain amount of money available. So they cheat. They do experiments and they fudge. They call it fudging. They take the results
oni
and they change them so that they agree with their theory, their premise. And then they take the results to different people who control funds and they say, I need more money to do this work. And if they don't do it nicely, then someone else will come. No, don't give him the money, give it to me. And, you know, who pays the salary for their children and their families and their cars and their whatever paraphernalia they have. So they're just as untrustworthy as anyone else in the universe.
Especially
right now,
2003,
Earth, planet,
Kali Yuga.
You can't trust anyone. Everyone is subject to sense gratification.
Je
so this Vedic knowledge,
znanje,
disciplic succession,
učeničko nasljeđe, vedsko znanje.
We have to see that this
moramo
knowledge
vidjeti,
is coming down from a perfect source. Everyone in this world has defects.
Imaju greške.
Now, a parusheya means that Vedic knowledge is infallible. It's coming from a transcendental source. The origin, the first person in the universe is
Brahma.
Now, modern science, their process is to try to extend their senses and try to grow in knowledge.
Чула, да созрю знание.
What do they call this process?
Како тој процес називају?
Of extending their senses. I forget the term right now.
Експандирање нивните чула. Забравив сам сад тој термин.
Come on, give me some hints.
Ајде, некој назнака.
Not virtual reality.
Не виртуелна стварност. Тоа е из матрица.
No, I'll think of it.
А прв мислиме мало о тоа.
But our process is, Lord Brahma is already perfect. The first person is the most perfect, and everyone after him is less intelligent. Lord Brahma has complete knowledge. And not only that, but Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. Where did he get his knowledge? Apart from the fact that he creates everything, he was instructed within the heart by God. Who is but
hoaxage?
Beyond the labyrinth of Maya, beyond illusion.
Iznad laboratorije Maya.
Krishna is Maheshwar. He's not covered by Maya. He's above Maya.
On nije prekriven Mayom. Iznad
njega. He's the controller of Maya.
On je
kontroler Maya. His mama Maya, Duratyaya.
To je njegova
mama
Maya.
So everyone has four defects, but they cannot deliver perfect knowledge because of the defects. Imperfect senses, tendency to be an illusion, cheating, propensity, and... Didn't I say that? Imperfect
sense? Okay.
So anyone who has these four defects, it doesn't matter, scientists, philosophers, scholars, your teachers in school, your parents, your boss, it doesn't matter. Anyone who is in this world has imperfect senses. You just can't trust. You've been trained for at least 10, 15 years. You've been indoctrinated. Not only by school, but by television, by movies, by your friends. You've been brain dirtied. You need to be brainwashed.
Treba vam ispraviti mozak, ali
mozak. This is what we are trying to do collectively. We're trying to take knowledge from a perfect source and katiyantascha mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. Together we're discussing. Together we're having seminars, discussion groups, debates, opposing ideas, but we're trying to come closer to the perfect understanding of the perfect philosophy. Nobody's doing that. But that is what our association with
наше дружење са учење, али тоа е оно чему нас учи наше ученичко наследје.
We are also controlled prakrite kriyamanani. Ние сме
под утицем нечим. Контролирани сме од страна нечега.
Vimudatma kartahamiti manyate. We're also controlled in this world. We're controlled by material energy. People think that they're the doers, but they're called vimudhas. They're not only donkeys, mudha, but they're vimudha, very big donkeys, big jackass. Because
zato što
they're being controlled, but they can't see it.
Ne mogu to vidjeti.
They can't see the fact
ne mogu vidjeti činjenicu.
They're speaking big words, and Prabhupada talks about different Mayavadi scholars. One in particular that he spoke to, the man was claiming that he was God, that he was the controller, but he got a toothache, and he had to leave the assembly where he was speaking to deal with his toothache. Now, at least I admitted I had a toothache, and I'm not the controller. He didn't even admit that. He thought he was the controller, but he was controlled by toothache.
So
we can't control even little things. You can't control how your food is digested in your stomach. Like those pancakes that they had last night, they were indigestible. It was like eating rubber. Anyway, there was a lot of bhakti in them.
Ali je bilo puno bhakti u njima.
we can't control anything.
Не можемо
ništa kontrolirati. And unless we admit
that
I am under the control of material nature and I need help. I have a disease and I need a cure.
Želim lijek.
We really have to come to that conclusion.
Moramo doći do tog zaključka.
And we have to stop
being
arrogant
biti
in many ways. It filters
down.
Način. First of all, we're arrogant
prvo
with Krishna.
Prema Krishna.
We're not prepared to surrender to Krishna.
Se predati.
We're not prepared to surrender to Krishna's representative.
Predstavniku.
Krishna says, if you want to surrender to me, here's my representative. You prove that you're worthy by surrendering to him, but we're not prepared. We're not prepared to surrender to the community, to the association of Vaishnavas, to the Dhyanam Samarchanam. The community of Vaishnavas. We want to be the independent controllers. Whatever we take up, this defective mentality pollutes what we do. Until we give up this defective
mentality,
we're not going anywhere.
Nigdje ne idemo, ništa ne činimo.
We may have an external show of a spiritual institution. But the external
facade,
the external form is not the essence.
Oblik nije suština.
The essence is samarpanam, surrender, humility.
Poniznost.
We know.
Mi znamo.
You know the story.
Znamo priču.
Dr. Kapoor, OBL Kapoor.
Dr. Kapoor.
Abai. You're a chemist. Make a formula by which we can drink it.
Chemičar, napravi formulu,
popijemo
to
i svi dobijemo ljubav strana Boga.
U šali.
Dr. Kapoor
je to se šalio.
Prabhupada became serious. He
postao ozbiljan.
I know the formula. I just can't mix it.
Samo ne mogu to pomiješati.
What is the formula? Trinada pisunichena
tararara
pisunichena. Right from the very beginning, Prabhupada was telling his God brothers. Prabhupada
je govorio svojim God brotherima.
What he practiced throughout his whole life.
Ono što prakticirao kroz cijeli život. Poniznost.
How humble
should I
be? Well, I should feel myself lower than the straw on the street.
Nižim
well, what does that mean? I have to squirm around on the sidewalk all day long? No.
Po ovim trotoarima po
cijeli dan?
Ne. To znači da trebam imati
an appreciation
treba, znači,
cijeniti
druge Vaishnavas
and their ideas.
Njihove zamisli.
I may not agree with them, but I have to be empathic. I have to be humble. I have to understand that I may not always have all the right ideas. And I need my God brothers and my God sisters and the community of
Vaishnavas.
It takes a whole village to raise one child and it takes a whole institution to make one pure bhakta. Prabhupada said if we can just, he said his mission will be complete.
Biće savršena njegova misija ako bi stvorio jednu čistu dušu.
Nadao
se naravno da će dobiti više od jednog. Ali mi nećemo uspjeti ako ne uspijemo inspirirati i potaknuti jedni druge. Ako se svađamo oko sitnica, bezvesnih, nevažnih stvari koje stvarno nisu sve u svemu,
you know, forget it.
Onda zaboravite sve.
Go back out and compete with materialistic men and get as much as you can.
Idete se
tamo, coming to Krishna consciousness
ljudima
i
učinite što želite. Ako ne dođete do svjesnosti Krishna sa iskrenim stavom, i ako ne pokažete postojanje, savršeni.
If you're not thinking about getting better every day, at least 1%.
Barem
1%.
Ako niste svaki dan bolji, ako niste na tom putu, onda
so you can be the big cheese.
Nije to to, ako samo pridružite instituciji tako da budete velika faca.
You know, HH before Swami's name, in Spanish they say head honcho.
Ne znam nikad nešto na španjolsku.
Boss, you know, the head honcho.
Glavni
that's
šef.
Not what we're all about. We want to become dasa, dasa,
anu, to nije naša ideja da postanemo najveći šef.
So,
naša ideja da postanemo dasa,
we are controlled by material nature,
znači,
we have to admit it. Then we can
to
begin to understand
i tada počinjemo shvaćati naš odnos sa Krišnom.
The Yajurveda.
Ili Yajurveda.
This would First three verses deal with the proprietorship. That's what the Yajurveda mostly is about. That subject, as I said, it's such a big subject. Your apartment.
Stan,
I have this experience. My favorite doctor at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Vishrupa Das. He's one of the senior devotees. Disciple of Radhanath Maharaj. Wonderful devotee.
Прекрасен бхакта.
Good doctor.
И добар доктор.
His wife had a child.
Негова жена имала дете.
They both, child and mother, almost died at childbirth.
Оба двоје се замало умрле при порођај, меѓутоа преживеле
су. They were praying, praying. The whole world was praying.
Цели свет се
молел. And afterwards, I went to see them, and I said.
Некој време сам отишол и видете и рекол.
I was talking to them, and Vishrupa was talking about my daughter. My daughter.
Говори, спомнеа моја
ќер. I said, look. Your wife was saying,
погледа,
her daughter, her daughter, whose daughter
is
it?
Чер, said, oh, yeah, our чия daughter. Е она чер?
I said, no, Krishna's daughter.
Не, тоа е Кришна чер. Ти будала?
Because you're attached, thinking
затоа,
my daughter,
везан,
therefore,
чер,
you're thinking you're the doer, the controller.
Мислиш дека си ти вршилец, радне, да си ти контролер.
And you'll be in anxiety, but if you understand it's Krishna's daughter,
ако сватиш дека е Кришна чер,
the guardian.
Ако сте само
заштитник,
то морамо сватити.
It's not my car, it's not my house, it's not my job,
куча,
it's not my family.
Не моја auto, не моја
familija. Instrument in the world. I'm simply Krishna's servant. The perfection is to get free from this material world and take as many people as I can back to the spiritual world with me, starting with my wife and children.
И почевши наравно со мојом женом и децом.
The Krishna describes the
Krishna opisuje
material energy
materijalnu energiju
as prakriti.
I govori da je ona prakriti.
Control. Prakriti means that
prakriti
which is
znate
control.
Ono što je pod kontrolom.
So there is para and apara prakriti.
Apara prakriti.
Apara prakriti.
Apara prakriti
means the material
znači,
elements.
Bhumira,
po, nalo, vayu, kamano, buddhirevacha. Ahankar. False ego. Ahankara iti ame binna prakriti rashtada. This is binna prakriti. It's separated. Material
odvojna,
but aparayam, besides this,
toga,
aparayam itastvam yam prakritim vidimeparam jiva bhuta mahabaho yedam daryate jagat. Besides this, there's the jivatma.
Jivatma.
He's para prakriti. He's the tasta
shakti.
Potentially, we can live in the spiritual world with Krishna.
Why are we here?
Whose fault is this? Who do we blame?
Koga da okrivimo?
My fault.
Moja greška.
My ignorance.
Moje neznanje.
We have to think about that.
Moramo misliti o tim stvarima.
Simple points. We've heard it again and again.
But if you suffer from time to time or na vreme,
on different days or whatever it is,
danima,
things often go in cycles.
I try to encourage devotees to
learn to count.
Da uče brojiti.
Now your grandmother probably taught you to count to
10.
Whenever there's a problem,
kad
you know, just
problem,
don't get angry, count to 10 and it'll go away.
I problem će
nestati. I'm teaching people to count to 20 or 30.
Ja učim ljude da broje
because times have changed since grandma.
Jer vremena su se promijenili od bakinih vremena.
And it's worse.
I sad je gore.
But things do go in cycles,
ali,
days go in
cycles. Stvari se dešavaju, odvijaju ciklično, dani prolaze ciklično.
Jednostavno
se opustite.
And know that you are para prakriti.
Da ste vi para prakriti.
You're here covered by the ocean.
Prekriveni ste
oceanom Maje. Because of mistakes that we made in the past, but you can rise again.
Ali možete uzdići.
In the this is from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the same verses.
Bhumirapo stih.
This is also, Srila Prabhupada uses this in the purport, this example from the Upanishads.
Ekadesha
stitas yagyar. Just as fire is ekadesha, it's in one place. Jyotsna vistarini. It's the light, the jyoti,
međutim,
is spread everywhere,
svjetlo,
although the fire is in
posvudje,
one ekadesha, one place.
Vatra na jednom mjestu.
Jyotsna vistariniyata. It's spread all over.
Međutim, svjetlo
so
se širi
in the same way,
na isti način,
Krishna, although in
Krishna,
one place,
iako na jednom mjestu,
his influence is
on
spread
širi svoj
all
utjecaj
over.
Posvugdje.
the basis of impersonal Brahman.
On je temelj ili izvor impersonalnog Brahmana.
He's within the heart of every living being. He's controlling the wanderings of all living entities.
Upravlja lutanjima svih živih bića.
That's who we're talking about when we talk about Krishna.
Govorimo,
now we all love to discuss Krishna's pastimes. And
svi želimo diskutirati Krišnine zabave,
to je
lijepo.
Sweet.
Jer su jako
it's fine. Much better than Superman or Batman or Spider-Man or Spider-Woman
čovjeka pauka, čovjeke žene.
Krišnine
zabave su prekrasne.
Reeves can't compare it all.
Ne mogu se usporediti ni sa čim.
But we should not forget.
No, ne smijemo zaboraviti.
Who Krishna is.
Ko je Krishna?
And what he means practically in our lives.
I šta on praktično znači
lila.
U našem životu.
We
samo
need a balanced
čuti
lila, diet.
To nije dovoljno. Trebamo dobro izbalansiranu prehranu.
Okay.
Dobro.
His energy is distributed.
Njegova energija
se
širi svugdje, on je kontroler.
Parameshwar, he's the proprietor. We have a quota. Now here's an interesting example.
Nama je dato određena
everything isavasimidam sarvam. We want a God-centered society.
Želimo društvo koje je centrirano oko Boga, u
we have
Boga.
To
no, moramo
realize
shvatiti.
That although sarvam kalvidam brahma, it's all one.
Iako je sve jedno.
Everything is basically Krishna's energy or spirit, Brahma.
Globali,
but
energia,
at the same time,
Brahma,
there are differences.
No, ipak,
I'll give you an example.
Znači vam primjer.
Srila Prabhupada said there is first class, second class, third class, everything, including prasadam.
I know
prasadam is transcendental, even if it tastes like yuck.
Čak i ako ima grozan ukus, morate sve pojesti. Prekrasno, prasadam.
No, that's not true.
To nije
istina. You honor it, maybe.
Vi ga možete poštovati.
If it's, you know, not very good
ako nije jako dobar
prasadam,
uzmete samo zrnce.
If it's going to make you sick or something,
vas,
or if it's like,
vas,
you know, in India they like a lot of chili, so somebody comes here and cooks for you some delicious prasadam
za vas,
with a lot of chili.
Hranu, sa puno chili.
You know, you may say,
onda možete
you know,
reći,
it's great prasadam, but I can't eat it.
Taj prasadam, no ne mogu jesti.
That's just using your discretion is the better part of valor, courage.
Bolja strana
to use your discretion, just like when you fight a war. The Vedas teach about how to fight a war.
Opres,
if you have an
opres.
Enemy that's stronger than you,
ako imate neprijatelja,
then you should try to negotiate
ratovati,
a truce with
ako imate,
him. Not that onward into the valley of death rode the brave 600 and they all died.
Da sa njima ovoga,
that was courageous, it was great, you know, but
ugovor, ne
maybe they could have negotiated
to je
a truce
hrabro.
Or
something.
Or you try different kinds of politics like,
morate
you know, kings in the past,
politike,
they would
kraljeva u prošlosti.
Enemy was at the gate.
Došao jači neprijatelj. Onda bi rekli, imam jako lijepo kćer, možda bi je htio oženiti. Ona će te puno voljeti.
So in that way,
na taj način,
war was avoided.
Rat bi bio izbjegnut.
The last thing is to fight. So
borba je
zadnja
stvar. Dakle, koristimo moć diskriminacije.
And we have to use our discrimination. Here's one example in terms of
diskriminacije.
What we do in the universe and what we eat.
Trebamo tako razlikovati šta radimo u univerzumu.
Is eating grass.
Na primjer,
now, I know right after my seminar there's
going
to be a lunch of grass. Everyone loves to eat grass,
right?
We're going to have the best green grass that
svi vole travu, imamo najbolju zelenu travu.
We don't eat grass.
Ne,
we cut it up and burn it.
Mi je pokosimo,
so, but cow eats grass because that's her quota. It's natural. Set aside
travu,
as her
to je
quota.
Quota.
And she's happy.
Dato, to je njoj prirodno.
And she gives us the most wonderful
i za uzvrat nam daje najprekrasniju hranu, to je mlijeko. I ono što je neobično, krava ne pije mlijeko. Nije da se krava pomuze sama sebe u čašu i popije. Krava to ne čini.
Njeno
tele uzima malo. Ali ako ima viška, ako date sve svom mlijeko teletu, onda će se razboljeti. Posjedite ponekad farmu, umjesto da samo govorimo o tome. Živite na farmi, radite s teladi. Morate odvojiti tele. Morate odvojiti tele od majke. I s druge strane, ako mlijeko ostane u njenom vimenu, ona se će se razboljiti također. Drugim riječima, ona ostavlja mlijeko za nas da ga pijemo. I umjesto da pijemo njenu krv, ubivši je, možemo dobiti njenu krv u obliku mlijeka. To je jednostavno zdrav razum, ništa više. Nije teško. Život nije problematičan. Duhovni život nije težak. Jednostavno morate racionalno razmisliti, biti racionalno ljudsko biće. Ne morate imati doktorat u astrofizici. Jednostavno budite jednostavno. Sreo sam jednog divnog baktu u Engleskoj nedavno. Zove se Charan Arena. Da, si. Ona je doktorirala astrofiziku. Bojao sam joj se priče. Ne, divan nije to baš. Čak i ako imate doktorat u astrofizici, to nije diskvalifikacija.
Ali nije vam neophodno to
da biste shvatili zaista jednostavne stvari u životu. Tigrovi jedu meso. Oni ne moraju kuhati, ne moraju dodavati začine, ne moraju ga dimiti, jednostavno zariju svoje zube, rastrgaju meso i jedu. To je njima dato. Ni oni ne piju mlijeka. Ne jedu rižu, ne jedu žito. Imaju ono što im je dato, svoju kvotu. Mi također imamo kvotu, nešto što je određeno nama. I zato je puno dokaza.
This is not a seminar on vegetarianism.
Ovo nije seminar o vegetarijanstvu.
But our quota is to eat.
Ono što je nama namijenjeno je da jedemo to što nas Krišna podučava. On želi da mi jedemo jagnje siš.
And that's not an Italian preparation.
To nije italijanska preparacija na sanskritu. Jagnje siš znači
food offered
hrana
to God,
ponuđena
the
Bogu.
Remnants of sacrifice.
Ostaci žrtvovanja.
Shistashina shanto muchante sarva kilbisai. My devotees are freed
Moji
from sin just by eating the remnants
jedući,
of sacrifice.
Žrtvovanja.
It cleanses the heart.
Ono, to čisti srce. Cheto
darpana marginum. But those
no,
who are
oni,
satisfied just to be vegetarians, the world vegetarian society or whatever it is. Svjetsko
društvo vegetarijanaca ili šta god.
Bunjitete tugum papa, not only papa, but agum papa.
Agum. To je ozbiljan grijeh.
Because they're not acknowledging the proprietorship of Krishna.
Zato što ne priznaju Krišnino upravu.
He doesn't want to take from us. Just like your employer, he wants his authority to be felt all over the company. And he also wants to take as much as the company assets for his wife, his house, his...
Sve što firma proizvodi uzme za svoju ženu,
he wants to pay you as low a salary as he can,
dati što je moguće nižu plaću.
Ordinarily.
Obično.
There may be some good
možda
postoje
neki dobri poslovođe. Nisam ih još našao. Možda je Tomislav dobar poslovođe.
He works in a company where he's one of the
on radi u firmi gdje on jedan od direktora.
But
no.
Krishna has given us a quota and he wants us
kvotu, i on želi da
to eat Krishna
jedemo Krishna prasadam.
What we have to do. What's the big
to je ono što trebamo činiti. U čemu je problem?
Ponuditi
Krišni kao kuće domaćini.
Especially
i posebno
it is the duty of the husband to make sure that it's going on, but it's the duty of the wife
da se to lijepo odvija, a s druge strane dužnost
more or less make sure
jeda,
that all the food in the house is offered.
Se sredi da sva se hrana u kući ponudi. Muž možda nešto radi neki posao, treba zaraditi. And he may not have time all the time to možda nema uvijek vremena da kuha lijepi prasadam i da ga nudi Krišne. Ali u sistemu suradnje unutar familije svaki član radi svoj dio posla. Tako da žena mora srediti
so that everybody will feel
Krishna
purified and satisfied.
Tako da su svi pročišćeni i zadovoljni.
Okay.
Dobro.
Now here's another great example.
Sad imamo još jednog zanimljivog primjera.
Ljudi su tako
tupavi, ne mogu shvatiti jednostavne stvari.
You like I see so much construction going on here.
Vidim puno da se stvari grade ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
on the seaside here, everybody all over Croatia,
a
lot of people save money so that they can build a little
house
in Rijeka or wherever it is down the coast, all the way down to Split or
Dubrovnik.
Everybody's got a little summer home where they go on the weekends
or
finally when they retire they go
on the weekends.
But otherwise they're in the city, they're doing their job. They don't have time to personally
osobno dođu i grade kuću,
zbog toga plaćaju
neku firmu, neku veliku firmu ili nekog njihovog poznanika koji zna graditi, daju im pare, da im dođu i grade, i daju im cement, daju im cikle, daju im
steel,
čelik,
sink or basin, and they give him the electric lights, and they give him all the facility, and then he goes and builds it, and then you come to live it, and he says, sorry, this is my house, I built it.
Ovo je moja kuća, ja sam je izgradio.
What?
Šta?
How is it your house? You just, I gave you everything. It's mine. I bought the land.
Ja
how do you think you
znači, taj što je gradio, on će reći,
that's what
ja
people
sam, moja kuća.
They do not create anything in this world.
Oh.
They don't create anything.
Ništa nisu
they just
stvorili
put
u
things together,
samo
but somehow they think I'm the
zajedno.
Owner.
I kažu, ja sam vlasnik zato što su sklopili te stvari zajedno, poput tog građevinara.
We owe everything.
To nije točno, to je bolesni
mentalitet.
Mi sve dugujemo Krišni. Krišna nam je sve dao. Privremeno mi to koristimo, ali on je vlasnik, a ne radnik. Nije radnik taj koji je to sastavio vlasnik.
Another example.
Capitalists
and communists, they're fighting
all over the world. Sukobljavaju po cijelom svijetu.
These type of
vidimo za tu vrstu
tension,
za tu vrstu tenzije. Postoje velika tenzija među kapitalistima, komunistima ili socijalistima.
Kapitalisti
pokušavaju političkim sredstvima da ih izdriblaju komuniste, a komunisti pokušavaju različitim revolucijama i drugim da se riješe kapitalista.
Ali
jedna i druga strana su u krivu.
Ne
pripada niti kapitalistima, niti komunistima. Pripada Bogu. Jako jednostavno. I dokle god ne možemo obučiti ljude da ovako vladaju na stvari.
Things within the universe, animate or inanimate,
da
belong to them. Let them prove it. Where were those things? Where were they when those things
pripadaju?
Were existing still 50, 100 years ago? 200, they were not on the scene, but those things were existing.
Te stvari su postojale prije no što su ovi ljudi došli.
They're just temporary lessees. I have an apartment. The apartment building is, I've only been there 3 years.
Tamo
the apartment
tri
was there before I came.
Ali stan je,
I get a lease agreement, I move in, I think now I'm the
ugovor, uselio sam se u taj stan i sad mislim, ja sam uživatelj, ja sam vlasnik, a dvije godine kasnije se odselim.
What is that?
I u čemu je sad tu poanta?
It's the man who built the building.
Čovjek koji je izgradio zgradu, osoba koja je izdaje, on je vlasnik, a ne ja.
I cijeli
ovaj svijet je takav.
I to je
naša strast.
This is our ignorance.
To je naše neznanje.
Owner,
ja sam vlasnik,
I'm the controller,
ja sam upravitelj,
I'm the doer.
Ja sam vršitelj, radnje.
And we move about amongst each other.
No, you're not the controller. I'm the controller.
No, I'm the owner.
No, I'm the owner.
No,
you're
the doer.
Ti si vršitelj, ja sam.
And we're mad.
I tako poludimo.
Okay. Prabhupada, I wish I had an Isha Upanishad to read it. Maybe I.
Volio bih da imam Isha Upanishad da mogu to pročitati.
So nice here, he says. He talks about the fight going on between the capitalists and the communists and how they're just like cats and dogs. He says, Ishupanishad doesn't have any advice for cats and dogs, but it's meant for human beings. The way he words it is so beautiful.
Ishupanishad
is meant for people who are basically suras.
Uglavnom,
Asuras won't understand.
Sure.
Okay.
Asure ga neće razumjeti.
The message of Godhead comes down through
disciplic
succession, through our acharyas. Krishna
kaže,
what is that verse? Yogopropa Puratana. Mayat, no. What is that? Saivayam, Mayatedya, Yoga Prokta Puratana. Arjuna, I'm speaking to you this ancient science which has been lost in the course of time. Therefore, I'm reestablishing the authority, the knowledge of disciplic
succession.
So, that is where our strength comes in, our perfect knowledge. We have to keep it alive, and when it gets lost, then yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam adharmasya Tadatmanam, Sri Jamyaham. At that time I come to reestablish the disciplic succession. Sambhavami yuge yuge. All must recognize Krishna's proprietorship. Animals don't sin, but follow their standards. There's no sin for animals. They just follow their standard up the ladder.
Oni samo slijede svoje standarde dok napreduju iz jednog
oblika
u drugi.
Međutim,
ljudi imaju
različite standarde.
Mi smo
ustani.
Ne, mi smo odgovorni za
vlastite greške.
Možemo napredovati.
But we're also, if we make mistakes,
isto, ako činimo greške,
you cannot complain because you have choice.
Vi imate izbor.
And this idea of choice is overriding every other consideration. Although there is destiny, but that destiny can be changed by your making a choice.
Vašim
izborom, from today forward or any time forward, you're going to serve Krishna and not your senses, not your ignorance.
Ne svoje neznanje.
So you have a choice. And because you have a choice, there's also the possibility of being punished or demoted. Just like in government circles. In a government office or even in a business, someone who has got a lot of responsibility, they get more facility. And similarly, human beings, we have responsibility to execute our dharma, to know God. In the government office or the business, the ordinary clerk doesn't get that facility, but he doesn't have responsibility. The big man, the manager, if he doesn't execute his responsibility properly, the proprietor of the company will demote him. You're fired. You think people, you know how the economy is bad today, how there's a lot of competition. If you don't show up at work one day just because, you know, you wanted to go to some Hare Krishna seminar or something, you'll be fired. That's the end of your job. Not, oh, I understand, Prabhu. You have to have your spiritual life. Okay, you can continue on in your job. Don't worry the fact that we just lost a $10 billion contract.
Nobody's
going to give you that. Niko vam
neće
you know,
tako govoriti. Niko neće imati takav
stav. Do your job,
ako ne radite svoj posao,
Kunar Mushiko clerk. Kunar clerk Bava, rather. Kunar, again you become a clerk.
Ponovo postane službenik.
So we have our human form of life, and
imamo
you,
dakle, ovaj
if you don't, it's not, well, should I or shouldn't I? I don't think so.
Oću, neću, pa ne da mi se, ne sada.
It's not a choice like
nije,
that.
Nemamo takav izbor.
If you don't do it, you get the consequences.
Ako ne činite određene stvari, slijede konsekvence.
Go down.
Možete se degradirati, da.
Well, you're all devotees. You've chanted
Hare
Krishna. Even if you don't make it,
Hare
Krishna,
čak,
at least
ne uspijete, barem ćete biti rođeni, barem ćete biti rođeni kao mačka ili pas u kući okay. Bhakte.
We should follow the laws and go back home.
Trebamo slijediti
zakone
i vratiti se Krishni natrag Bogu natrag.
Actually, I have not timed this seminar.
Ustvari, nemam vremena za ovaj cijeli seminar.
And it's too late to go through verses 2 and 3.
Imalo je kasno da idemo sada kroz drugi i treći stih. Ovdje ćemo stati.
If there are any questions,
ako imate pitanja,
I can try to answer questions.
Mogu pokušati ih odgovoriti sada.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hvala vam puno.
Are there any questions?
Da li imamo pitanja?
Yes. I know, it was just a bluff.
Govori se o podizanju zida, da to je bio samo bluff. love.
Maharaj spoke about humility and
Maharaj govorio se o poniznosti. A Prabhupada
na jednoj lekciji, actually conversation,
na zapravo jednoj diskusiji, on je diskutirao poniznost kao poniznost, rekao da poniznost znači da budemo hrabri za Krishnu.
Bold.
Bold for Krishna. Yeah.
Yeah, so poniznost znači da budemo hrabri za Krishnu. Možda možeš objasniti. Jesam ja to rekao? Gdje je kasetofon?
I forgot to turn the tape recorder on.
Zaboravio sam snimanje uključiti.
Prabhupada said that.
Prabhupada said be bold.
Prabhupada je rekao da budemo.
You know Rabindra
Swarup
probably
je vjerovatno
the most erudite
najučeniji, najveći erudita.
What do you call academic in ISKCON?
I najveći akademik.
Thoroughly qualified.
U ISKCON-u, potpuno kvalificiran. On je doktor. Ali je za istinski akademik.
Dakle,
nije se samo provukao do svog do titule doktora i da se vratio nebitnim stvarima, nego on je zaista do dana današnjeg učenjak, akademik, pisac. I on je proučavao povijest religije.
And he was a liberal before he joined.
Bio je liberal prije nego što se priključio. Ili liberalan,
ne znam. When he joined Srila Prabhupada, kad se
pridružio Prabhupadu,
he heard Srila Prabhupada say that
kaže,
there may come a time
da
when
će doći vrijeme kada će bhakte morati bukvalno, doslovno se boriti
the demons
protiv demona
to protect the temple,
da bi zaštitili
hram,
da bi zaštitili Krishnu, što god.
So, this worried him a lot
to ga je puno zabrinulo,
brought up in his mind
u njegovom umu
se rodilo,
su se rodile različite vizije
religious zealots,
religioznih
fanatika
koji marširaju u rat zato što su oni u pravu, zato što je Bog na njihovoj strani.
Bob Dylan wrote a song.
Bob Dylan je napisao pjesmu.
Now we are saying his God is on our, with God on our side.
S Bogom na našoj strani.
Bob Dylan,
Bogom,
Robert Dylan, anybody heard of him?
Da li je ko čuo za Dylana?
Not getting too old yet, okay. Give him the mic. give him the mic, I'm serious. Go ahead. I forget the words.
Zbrojio sam tekst.
No, it's on, it's on. Now you turned it off. Yeah, you got it. The green light should be on. You got the green light. Go. Go.
They murdered 6 million in arms, they have pride. And Germans now do have a God on their side.
With God on our side. So, you know, this is what Rabindra was just really, religious zealots
šta je sad, religijski fanatici ubijaju ljude, bacaju bombe, možda se čuli o tim stvarima, to se danas dešava
like
nekim zemljama. U svakom praktički velikom gradu. Neki religijozni fanatici.
Not Muslims, actually,
ne, uvek muslimani. Jednostavno luđaci.
So he was worried, said Prabhupada,
on je bio zabrinut, rekao
Prabhupada, kako možemo biti sigurni
da
bhakte
neće postati takvi.
Think about going off, have someday having to fight with demons.
Neki dan će morati se boriti s demonima, ako razmišljaju o tim stvarima, kako možda će
postati
takvi fanatici. Prabhupada je rekao, ako mantrate 16 krugova
i slijedite
4 regulativna principa
and situate yourself in the mode of goodness,
situirate se u goni vrline i onda djelujete, učinit ćete pravu stvar.
Not that he's giving a formula that
nije
everybody
da on dao formulu da svako treba
Arjuna
se boriti i tuči.
Normalno,
Arjuna je morao se boriti. Krišna mu je to osobno rekao. Ali uglavnom, bhakti su nenasilni, jako mirni, neće ubiti čak ni mrava. No, ako je nužno, Arjuna je bio bhakta.
Hanuman
je bhakta.
Bhima was Bhima. There some of the best bhaktas.
Neka najbolji
bhakta
u univerzumu.
You know, they weren't pussy willows or
i nisu bili neki slabići.
So yeah, we have to go out boldly and preach.
Moramo hrabro propovijedati.
Ja
trebamo koristiti inteligenciju i našu moć razlikovanja, kao Prabhupada, što je rekao odjeljenju knjiga, upravo sam to čuo na kazete prije neki dan.
Prabhupada je govorio,
ako idete vani i dijelite knjige i neko otiđe i naljutio se, onda ste vi nitkov. Ako vi dijelite knjigu,
mislite,
evo ja sam junak, dajte mi maha prasadam ovdje,
prodijelio
sam knjigu. Trebam
dobiti
na BBT novinama, trebam izaći
ime.
Ali ako naljutite čovjeka kome želite prodati knjigu, Prabhupada kaže, vi ste nitko, trebam naučiti da činimo stvari tako da ljudi imaju dobar utisak o Bhaktama. Na kraju krajeva, ako nas neko napadne, normalno da možemo čak i svoje živote položiti boreći se. Da li to odgovara tvoje pitanje?